We've all heard the cliche, that's your bread and butter, meaning this is what you've gotten so good at and it's so important you can literally do it in your sleep or blindfolded. Well, that's what my Beast and Butt Rub is becoming to hundreds of American families, their go-to bread and butter seasonal. Try it and I guarantee it will become your family's favorite too. Use it on veggies, eggs, popcorn, chicken, and yep, pork ribs and butts. Pick up a bottle or six today at shop.mikechurch.com. The formerly great state of New Tenochtitlan, that's New York. You can start calling her Mao Tizia James. Got a nice ring to it, doesn't it? Kind of like Chairman Mao Bobon. Say it, Mao Tizia James. But better charge, please! It's just because you went after Trump! Communists go after the means of production. And the people that have the wealth that own the means of production. This is a confiscation. Let me just do a quick segment on this, give you my take on this, my thought on this. The judgment is so large. No bonding company on earth has ever had to confront or been challenged to pay it. That's how large the judgment is. As a matter of fact, it is so unprecedented that there is not a surety bond company on earth that even has the capacity to write a bond that big. Now, that would seem to me then that the judgment would be so unprecedented that no entity on earth previously had ever handed one down. Here's a trivia question for you. How much did they lock Bernie Madoff under the federal jail for? And he actually stole $170 billion is what Madoff ultimately took or pilfered from his clients. So that's about one third of what they have hit Trump for. No victim, no crime, no complaint, just the state saying, you're running for president, Biden doesn't like you, I don't like you. As a matter of fact, not very many people here in New York like you. We're going to take the means of you being able to fly around in your little, in Trump One. We're going to take that from you. One of the things that it is said that Mao Tizia James is lusting after and wants is Trump won. That's the Trump plane. So from his own truth social media here, I just think this is the gravest injustice here. And the fact that we have a government and governments that are capable of this, I don't want to live anywhere near these freaking people. I feel sorry for those of you that live in New York and love your state and maybe even still love the city of New York. It's not yours anymore. I'm sorry, but the Communist Party of America, the American Communist Party, owns it. If they can do this to one of its... I mean, if we were to go back to 2014, and here's Donald Trump trying to revive the Miss America pageant, among other things, running Trump International, superstars, just off of the eighth season of The Apprentice at number one on NBC network television, being invited to every gala on earth that you can imagine, rubbing elbows with Democrats and Republicans here. He didn't distinguish and didn't discriminate between the two. If you were to go back, did anyone in New York have a problem with how Trump Tower was built, how Trump International was operating, of how the various Trump industries in New York were hiring and were making wealthy tens of thousands of New Yorkers of the over $500 million in taxes that Trump International and the Trump Corporation had paid to the state of New York? Did anyone have an issue with anything that the Trumps had done in and for the state of New York and New York prior to him coming down the escalator in July of 2015? And the fact that he was like, I don't care if we have to get on horses and get a Conestoga wagons. Beautiful horses. We'll take Clydesdales. We'll drive. We'll go horseback in between the campaign events. I don't need the plane. I'll teach you. I like that King Dude guy. I like him. He's good. He's a good interviewer. The fact that he refuses to quit, when people ask me, why, Mike? You are independent thinker, dude. You're our critical thinker guy. Why are you in Trump? Because I believe his heart and his soul are all in the right place. And as I've said, if that guy can't stop the bleeding, I'm not holding out hope that he fixes it and drains the swamp. I mean, that would be a bonus. If that guy can't stop the bleeding, then nobody can. Because all that's left are political government hacks. And I will tell you something else about President Trump. And again, I say this and people, I don't know how many people believe me on this. I think most people look at me like I have three heads and one in the middle is square and purple. When Donald Trump sees someone like me, if he were to meet me, and I would tell me about your, tell me about the radio business. And I were to tell him, he would look at me admiringly and he'd go like, I'm going to do the interview with you. I want to help you. I really believe that in my heart of hearts that he would, and he will grant me an interview. I will get one. I'm going to promise you I'm going to interview President Trump. But I don't believe that I'm unique. I don't think he would turn any of you down. I don't think that he would sneer down his nose and not go to your small business shop, to your small manufacturing plant, to your pizza shop or whatever it may. I think he really has an appreciation for people that make things. That's so rare. Well, maybe why? Because he has made things. And what they're doing to him, all of our enemies are out to get Donnie. Play, look, my friends, I'm going to do the best I can, but I can't. I'm going to broadcast this as it was broadcast on OMSNBC. I'm going to warn the listeners down the line, if you don't want to hear BS in its entirety, you're going to need to come back in 1 minute and 44 seconds. This is what this seething hatred of this man, and I believe that most of them hate him because he has accomplished things. You got to remember, your media political class, your Don Lemons of the world, your Joe Scarboroughs, they've accomplished nothing. They've built nothing. They have nothing that will stand the test of time that they can leave behind. Nothing. Trump has 92-story buildings. That's just the start. This is what the seething hatred of Donald Trump from the Fifth Estate, state-run, state-owned media sounds like. It's 1 minute, 44 seconds long. If you don't want to hear the BS twice, come back in a minute and a half.
Obviously, he's talking about a bloodbath for America. It's laid out in the terms of it. And these idiots on Twitter, these idiots.
What are you calling me names, bro?
On cable news, these idiots on Sunday shows.
Going, well, PC Talk Radio.
You know, he was talking only about the auto industry, and this is one more. It's just bullshit. Let me say that at 6:15 a.m. It's just bullshit. He knew what he was doing. We're not stupid. Americans aren't stupid. He was talking about a bloodbath. Sometimes a bloodbath means a bloodbath. And when he finishes by saying, and that's just
sometimes
going to be the least
hack
of
means
it,
a hack.
Seriously, these people may be stupid. We're not.
No, it's clear what he meant. And one of Trump's sort of rhetorical gifts, if you will, is he speaks just vaguely enough and just circuitously enough that people can kind of read into different meanings. He allows himself a little wiggle room and a little out every time. And we saw this in the aftermath of what became a firestorm about his bloodbath comments, because rightly, it was the headline that came out of that rally in Ohio. It was reported all over the place. And immediately, you saw, we showed the statement already, the Trump campaign, within minutes, put something out because they they recognized.
They knew he had screwed up.
They knew he had screwed up. And they do have some professionals on their team. And they immediately realized it was a problem. And they tried to clarify it with that comment. But what happened then was there was a snowball effect on cable news and particularly on social media. Voices in the right wing, including some very prominent voices on the right wing, really pushed back
against this,
claiming the media was taking out of context, that we were biased against Trump, that we were misconstruing what he said, et cetera.
Okay, so that happened on March the 16th. Okay, so I'm going to go to my email because I actually get real campaign updates from as a member of the news media I'm signed up for, and I receive actual campaign email updates from Trump 2024 for President campaign. Okay, so if there is a correction that is to be issued, then it will be in my email. Let's see if I can find it here. Let's go to March the 15th. I'll start in the afternoon. Donald Trump for president. Statement from Trump campaign on ruling the New York case. Trump for president. Statement from Trump campaign on ruling the New York case. Let's go to Sunday, yesterday. Trump for president. There's just a file attached to that one. Let's see. I'll click on it. I'll tell you what it is all about. This one was the fake news media. Okay, here is the clarification. The fake news media and their Democrat partners in the destruction of our nation pretended to be shocked at my use of the word bloodbath, even though they fully understood that I was simply referring to imports allowed by crooked Joe Biden, which are killing the automobile industry. The United Auto Workers, but not their leadership, fully understand what I mean. With the electric car mandate being pushed by Biden, there soon won't be any cars made in the USA unless I'm elected president, in which case auto manufacturing will thrive like never before. 3! MAGA 2024. Does that sound like an apology?
Nope.
Does it sound like a retraction? It doesn't even sound like a clarification to me. It sounds like everybody knows what I was talking about. I was talking about import cars. And you bozos out there, you turned it into.